Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with The Wall Street Reporter. And with me today is George Coates, CEO of Coates International, which trades on the OTC bulletin board, ticker symbol COTE. And Coates International develops and markets spherical rotary valve systems, which are adaptable for use in piston-driven internal combustion engines of many types, and better known as CSRV. Thanks for joining me today.
It's my pleasure.
Great. Start off by talking about the agreement for cash incentives with the state of Oklahoma.
Yes. Well, it's cash incentives for setting up manufacturing and the creation of new jobs in Oklahoma. We expect to possibly over 5 years have 10,000 new employees.
Okay, and that's for the incentives are for over $787 million, correct?
Oh yeah, $787 million, and that's paid over about 10 years.
Okay, great. And talk about the proposed joint effort with China for the CSRV engine products.
Well, that is a different deal. That's a pretty significant deal. At the moment, we are working out the language difference and the meanings, because they don't say the same. They don't have the same meaning. Sometimes they say yes when they mean no. It's a job to try and get this contract done properly, because they want to have it exclusively built in China, manufactured in China for the Far East. And we have to actually label each country of what they mean exactly, and the applications of engines, which are many. There's hundreds of thousands. Just for instance, on mopeds alone, they make 20 million. So
correct.
In other engines, there's just as many. Vehicles, automobiles, they're interested in going straight into automobiles in China. So at the moment, we are building two prototypes for China, electronically sequential fuel-injected systems, computer-controlled, and CSRV systems that are, we're trying to get the prices to be more compatible or cheaper than the normal engine today, and we can do that. Also, with utilizing multitudes of different fuels, these engines are going to take the world by storm.
Great. And talk to us about some of your other products, such as the natural gas engine and the self-adjusting bearings. What are some of the advantages and such as environmental implications? And talk a little bit about your products and applications.
Yeah, well, just give you an idea. With the poppet valve, you can't have very high compression, because since they removed the tetraethyl lead from the fuel, high compression is finished. They have to lower the compression ratios of most engines, 9, 10, and 10.5 to 1. And that renders the efficiency of the engine about 22%. So that means for every dollar you put in, 22 cents of that dollar's worth of fuel is all you're going to get for drivability. The rest is lost on heat bricks and on pumping losses. And a lot of that is from all the springs, valves, guides, cutters, camshafts, etc. And what happens with the poppet valves is this. They have a constant drag on the engine, wearing parts out, and they don't have the volumetric efficiency. In other words, the air and fuel mixture trying to get into the combustion chamber has to get in a couple of milliseconds. If you're just doing 1,000 RPM, it's a couple of milliseconds, 2 or 3 milliseconds for the valve to open and close and fill the chamber. Most of the poppet valves only opened 8 millimeters, which is ridiculous. And then they have to have large overlaps. And now most manufacturers are putting 4 and 5 valves into engines to try and make them breed with turbochargers, etc. And it's really costly, and it only wears the engine out and causes more pollution. CSRV has actually does not make contact or anything, and it has no hot spots. You can raise the compression ratio up to about 15 to 1, depending on the type of fuel, And on diesels, we have them at 21 to 1 compression ratios. So we have the highest compression ratio in the world, and we have about two times double the volumetric efficiency. And we don't have a timing problem in regards to the pistons making contact with the poppet valves. We have no chance of that with the rotary valve. It's only two moving parts. That's the inlet shaft and the rotary valve shaft. And on some of these 855s, there's 2,700 parts we remove, including the oil in the engine. That's for the top of the engine. The oil is still in the sump of the engine, which feeds the crankshaft under pressure. But there's no oil pressurized into the valve system of the engine, which creates a more cleaner engine. We don't burn oil in the engine like the poppet valves. And that is the whole crux of the matter. The CSRV is the most advanced combustion engine on the planet.
Thanks. And talk about some of the trends in your market and how well positioned is Coach to capitalize on these trends.
Well, we're negotiating with numerous companies to license our technology, and the licensing it's going to happen. We're also negotiating to manufacture locomotive engines, which are very big engines. That deal should be coming through very soon, and it'll be announced. We're also negotiating for school buses, converting school buses, and various other fleets like trucks. We have plenty of people contacting us, companies, to utilize our technology, but we're not in full production yet. We're trying to get into full production. And there's also applications for marine engines and ship engines, large ship engines. By the way, them locomotive engines are electric hybrids. So that's what we'll be doing. It's almost every engine application in the world will be utilizing these systems. And anybody that doesn't have it, it's going to be in the antique business, and they will probably be ending up out of business. By the way, we did have the CEO of GM in here a couple of years ago, and we also had Stevenson, the chief engineer from GM. And I explained to them when they were in my office and they were down in the shop looking at engines in the plant, and I explained to them, this was about 2.5 years ago, that they need to make a 3-cylinder or a 4-cylinder small car that will do 50, 60 miles to the gallon, and I could achieve that for them. And they said, not at all, we're making a V12 big monster of a car, this is the way to go. I said, well, a couple of years, you'll be bankrupt. And that's exactly what's happened to that company.
Yeah, I guess you got the last laugh on that one. And so yeah,
laugh at it because it puts Americans out of work,
yeah.
And it causes
a lot
of problems
speech.
To the economy. And I think that they need help now, but I don't think they're going to achieve it because it's not easy to ramp up a manufacturing company into success, especially in a recession. And no matter how much money they're going to put into that company, it's going to fail. Because the simple reason is the technology they do not have.
Right. Well, that's certainly the key to anything, really.
It has to be due to technology, yeah.
So, yeah, talk to us. What differentiates or what makes Coates unique from other players in your sector? I know you talked a little bit about GM and
Well, our engines are much simpler than the poppet valves. Just give you an idea, to put one poppet valve in, you've got to grind it in, then you've got to spring load it, put in double springs or whatever, and then it has to have camshaft, push rods, rockers, and etc. It takes 15 minutes to just grind one of the valves in, and it takes 15 minutes to set the whole CSRV valve system in place. And bolt the thing up. It's closed up in 15 minutes, 20 minutes. The whole engine head is built, where you wouldn't even get one poppet valve together in 15 minutes. That's one of the differences and savings. Also, the engine oil breaks down when it's sprayed over the exhaust poppet valves. And that lowers the viscosity where the engine oil has to be changed every 3,000 miles, etc. With the CSRV, you don't have to change the oil 50,000 miles. It's only going through the crankshaft. And if the oil filters are good, we've had engines do 80,000 miles with no engine oil changes with the CSRV system. That's right. Two advantages. The next thing is they're very simple to work on. In regards to employees, you don't have to, it's not complicated. All you do is put the two shafts in, set the time in top dead center, or whatever the degree is on the specific engine, and bolt it down, and it's done. It's very quick, very cheap. Much cheaper to manufacture than the normal engine today. So that's three. The other thing is that it'll, number four, it will operate on a multitude of different fuels. We have engines running here with natural gas and diesel, natural gas in gasoline, natural gas on its own, propane, and we mix them at the engine. We have mechanisms to do that. We are also working on hydrogen. We have them, they're able to run on hydrogen as they are, but we are making an engine that produces its own hydrogen. These are for generators. And we can't really give too much information on that. That's one of the projects we're working on.
Yeah, that's a great answer. You guys, you know, definitely have a lot of new things going on. Can you walk us through a little bit about the experience of you and, you know, the rest of your management team?
Well, I can say that Glenn Crocker was the project director of GM. He's one of our directors. He worked for a whole bunch of different manufacturers, Mercedes, BLMC, a hell of a lot of them. He's an engineer, a qualified guy. And we have, well, my son, he's a designer, an inventor, an engineer, like myself. We have Barry Kay, who is a CFO, and he's a pro. He's been in the business for years. He works for some of the largest publicly traded companies in the United States. And he's a lot of experience. He owns a consulting company as well, and they help us with a lot of the business activities. Our accountant is Wiser. They're one of the big world-renowned accounting firms. They keep us in check in regards to reporting and various other things like that. We have a number of different directors that are, one is financial, one is, I think he was a judge, and they all pull together in regards to the success of the company. Their opinion on agreements is essential. Our corporate attorneys are Bathgate, Wagoner, and Wolf, and they advise us in regards to licensing agreements, etc. We only have about 14 people, 15 people in the company at the moment. We probably have 20 at the end of this month. In this operation, we're looking at opening manufacturing in New Jersey, and we've already signed an agreement to buy a manufacturing plant in New Jersey. Another one is going to open up in Oklahoma. And there's one more that we're negotiating with to open in south of here. That may be in Texas or one of the states down there. We have some good offers on the table. But as regards Detroit, we already spoke with Detroit, and it was the worst state to do any business with. I couldn't even communicate properly with them.
Yeah, no, certainly it's...
And the unions are a nightmare. I'm a union. I'm Amalgamated Engineers Union. But I can tell you the problems is that it's a retirement, pensions, and all the rules and regulations of the unions that has buried GM, along with bad management and no foresight. No foresight in the business end of the company.
That actually brings me to my next point. What objectives have you and your management set for Coats International over the next 12 to 24 months?
Well, we have a five-year business plan. And what we're trying to do now is to get into the first. We have orders for large orders in the billions, actually, firm orders, for our generator engines and V8s for the oil and gas industry. This is a lucrative niche market for us because that's the first thing we're going to start manufacturing. And we have arrangements made that we get paid as they come off the assembly line. In other words, we don't send the engines out and then give them 30 days to pay us or 60 days to pay us. They're paid up front as they come off the assembly line. That is the agreement. And it's paid for directly by a bank. So that's one of the key things we have to do, because most of these engines are going to be shipped out of the United States. A lot of them are going to be utilized in the United States, but they're going to be going outside the United States. So when we develop these engines or manufacture them, we put them into the cab. They are put out in the parking lot and collected. We don't even deliver them. They have to collect them. This saves money. And also, when you get paid immediately, the engines are assembled and ready for shipping. That gives the company an edge in regards to working capital and income. So that's the way things are going to happen, like I think, for positive actions by companies in the future.
Great. And once again, this is an interview with George Coates, CEO of Coates International, trading on the over-the-counter bulletin board, ticker symbol COTE, trading for 35 cents per share. And before we conclude, George, what are some of the key reasons why investors could look to Coates International as a good long-term investment opportunity?
Yeah, well, there's two things. The company is not selling stock at the moment. And the stock is at a very reasonable price on the market. They can only buy it off the market. And the expansions in our corporation is definitely going to bring value to the table and to the corporation and to the stockholders. And it's our business plan, five-year business plan, that we have in place, and the customers we have, and the need for our technology worldwide, including global warming and dependency on imported foreign oil, is going to help Coats International grow exponentially.
Great. Well, we certainly do look forward to continuing to track the company's progress. And I'd like to thank you for taking the time to update our investors.
It's my pleasure, and thank you very much for having me.